It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Hey, Big Shooter, what's
good
going on?
Good morning, Philip.
Long time no see.
Yeah, it's been a couple hours since I saw you.
Something like that.
Yeah, I had a good time last night in Lonnie Walk.
Hats off to all the folks in Lonnie Walk Center. They always treat us well up
they
there.
They do. They're awesome. So even the Riverdale people talked to me.
Yeah, they did.
That's the first time in a long time.
Well, I think they were so relieved when they walked in and realized you weren't reffing. doing radio, though.
Well, thanks for beating to the punchline.
Yeah, they were doing the river dance, like, woohoo!
Yeah. I wouldn't have to worry about him today. So, good people, though.
What do you do?
Good people. So
no respect at all.
None. Never will.
Nope.
Anyway, what did you you beat me home last night, though? That's the first
time. Yeah, a little bit. I did.
First time in a while?
Yeah. Well, I did last, when was it? Last Thursday night, too.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, the JV game ended early and not a lot of fouls in the varsity, and I was home.
You're home early by night.
Yeah, I think so, that night.
Right, anyway.
Yeah, that's a rarity.
So what are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, everything's pretty well canceled.
Yeah. Do you want to go do something like pick up a dart game or something?
Maybe. Dart game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could. Yeah. Well,
we could go announce that or something.
We could broadcast just about anything. So maybe.
Well,
we'll have to work on that. You'll have to go sell that today then.
Probably. I'm on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on it.
Sure. Yeah.
A dollar a dart.
Or ping pong.
Ping pong. Love ping pong.
Me being a former pro ping pong player.
Really?
Well, you know, never got out of the Aubrey Corners area, but I was...
But you were a champion of Aubrey
Corners. I could win there, absolutely.
So could you play on other people's courts? That's the question.
Sometimes. But see, when I started, we just had a net and two paddles that you put on the dining room table.
Yes.
Okay. Which was only about 7 feet.
Right.
You know, and a ping pong table, I believe, is like 12 total. So... You know, you really had to get good at just lobbing it over the net, and then when I'm
sending it home,
right? When I got a real table, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is space.
Woo!
So,
but anyway,
I perfected the little tink off the edge of the table.
Really?
Yeah. Ask Brian Elvin about that sometime. He didn't like it when I would go tink. You know, he'd let it go, thinking it was off the table, and right. Tink, Nick.
Yeah.
Those are the best shots.
Could you do that sound again?
Tink.
A tink.
Tink.
That, wow.
What do you do, Hank?
Keep that in for a trivia-thon right there. What is Phil's ping pong ball sound?
Yeah.
Tink. Tink.
Yep, exactly.
Tink.
Right off the edge of the table.
Right off the edge of the table.
No return of that, baby.
None. Mm-mm. My father was pretty good at ping pong, too.
Those are good. Yeah. There was that news story yesterday about the world record for the two guys that played, and it was like a couple of days, but it was a ping pong rally. Which meant that, you know, the ball couldn't drop. They had to just continually hit it and hit it and hit it and just lob it back and forth. Well, that takes some skill, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And then, in the meantime, they had to eat, you know, things like eat and drink water while you're playing, you know, trying to keep. And they did it. They set the world record.
How many days?
I'll have to go back and look. I want to say it was 37 hours, maybe. So that would be a day plus, but
so they have a catheter in.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
No, I'm just gonna say people are thinking.
I said they did other things while they were hitting the ball back and forth. So what do you?
Hey, turn the TV cameras off. Yeah. Here, it's my time here. Over here.
Wow, that would take some talent.
It really
would.
Again, good for them.
Yeah. So what's the Quizzy Poo on today?
Today it is on January.
January. All the other kids got school off today. Yeah. I got to take a test.
Do you want to take the day off?
No, I don't think so. Then
you can go outside and play for a while.
Yeah, right.
Adam Heskall, you know, the guy from Willow Valley.
Oh,
says,
that guy?
Yeah, do you know how cold it is? You know it's cold when you step outside and it's cold.
Boy, that's pretty deep.
You know what?
Really deep.
For Adam, if he just calls us in the morning, it's pretty deep.
Yeah, he's awake.
Because he doesn't have school today.
No, he's slacking off too. So
well, it must be nice.
He's probably in his Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle PJs and watching TV or something. Yeah. I would imagine.
Well, I hope he has jammies on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Number one, buddy. What is the birthstone for January, Philip? Is it A, sapphire, B, ruby, or C, garnet?
I don't have any loved ones who have a birthday in that month. I've never bought anything for anybody in January, so I really going to have to take a stab at this one.
Okay. Which flower is considered the birth flower of January? Is it a rose, a carnation, or daisy? Is it a rose, a carnation, or daisy?
All right.
Number three, which U.S. national park was established on January 26th of 1915? Yellowstone, Grand Canyon, Rocky Mountain, or Glacier National Park?
All right.
Number four, which sporting event is typically held in Melbourne, Australia in January? Is it the Cricket World Cup, the Australian Open, the Tour de France, or the Tour de France?
I know that one.
You know that one?
Yeah, I just read about it over the weekend.
So I have another question. I can sub for that one if you want.
No, that's all right.
Which zodiac signs are associated with January? Is it Capricorn and Aquarius, Strategist and Capricorn, or Aquarius and Pisces? Tough questions today, Philip, on January.
Boy, these other kids are home sleeping and playing video games, and I got to take a test.
Which historical event happened on January 1st of 1863 in the United States? Is it the end of World War One, the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation, the start of American Civil War, or the signing of the Declaration of Independence?
I signed that.
You did?
Mm-hmm. On our bulletin board at school.
Yeah, good job, Phil.
Thanks.
Number seven, is that right?
Yep.
What is the name of the festival celebrated by the Orthodox Christians on January 7th? Is it A, Christmas, B, Easter, or C, Ascension Day? Is it A, Christmas, B, Easter, or C, Ascension Day?
Okay.
Or we can go, you can D and put Hank's birthday.
All right.
Number eight, Blue Monday, considered the most depressing day of the year, is usually in January. True or false? Have yourself a blue. That's Christmas, isn't it?
Fats Domino song. Blue Monday. I hate Blue Monday.
January is National Soup Month in the United States. True or false? You like soup.
I do.
Number 10. January 1st marks the beginning of the Lunar New Year. True or false?
Okay.
Number 11. January is known as Dry January, a campaign encouraging people to abstain from alcohol for the month. All right. That's it. Number one, buddy. What is the birthstone for January, Philip? Is it sapphire, ruby, or garnet?
Ruby.
Oh, Philip, it's a garnet.
Oh.
Number two, which flower is considered the birth flower of January? Is it rose, carnation, or a daisy?
Carnation.
It is. Yep. Woo! Number three, which U.S. national park was established on January 26th of 1915? Is it A, Yellowstone, B, Grand Canyon, C, Rocky Mountain, or B, National Glacier Park?
Rocky Mountain.
It is Rocky Mountain National Park. You ever been there?
No, I have not.
Really, really neat park.
Yeah. Yep. Haven't gone west a little bit. I've flown over, but never really stopped.
Number four, which sporting event is typically held in Melbourne, Australia in January, Philip?
That would be the Australian Open.
It is. It is the Australian Open.
At the Rod Laver auditorium. Must be a stadium.
But he's okay.
Famous Australian tennis player from back in the day.
Really? So,
yep.
Let's see here. Number five. Which zodiac signs are associated with January? Is it Capricorn and Aquarius? What are you at? What's your answer?
Capricorn and Aquarius. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
All right, number six. What historical event happened on January 1st of 1863 in the United States? Is it the end of World War One? The signing of the Emancipation Proclamation? Go ahead and laugh. The start of American Civil War or the signing of the Declaration of Independence?
B, the second.
Thank you. Thank you. Number seven.
Seven.
What is the name of the festival celebrated by the Orthodox Christians on January 7th? Is it A, Christmas, B, Easter, C, Ascension Day, or D, Hank's birthday?
I had to go with Christmas.
It is Christmas, yep.
That was the closest one anyway.
Yep. Orthodox Christians is the key word to that one.
Yep. All right.
And a lot of people actually leave their lights up through January 7th.
Oh, yeah. Yep. We did.
Yep. Are they still up?
No. June made me take them down.
Did she really?
It's a sad, sad time. Yep. It's kind of the end of the fun. And then what do you have to look forward to? Valentine's Day. And it's all about her. You know?
What's wrong with that? It should be about her every day, Phil.
Nothing. It is. It is.
Is it, though?
But when is it poor old Phil Day? Father's Day.
That's about it. If she allows it.
Right. Yep.
Number eight, true false. Blue Monday, considered the most depressing day of the year, is usually in January, Phil.
That's true.
It is true.
And I know that because I read it yesterday. It was a day.
What is wrong?
Yesterday was Blue
Monday.
You need
to let me know what you're reading. Right on. Number nine, January is National Soup Month in the United States.
That's true.
It is true.
Woo-hoo!
What's going on Saturday night, Phil?
There is soup at Quail Run, I think, this weekend.
You said there were seven soups?
Seven different soups.
Oh, wow.
They all sound really good. Yes.
So, yeah.
You have your choice of three of them.
Just not all seven?
Well, I suppose you can. You got to pay for it, though. You got to pay the deal.
Like a tester.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
See what you can do.
January 1st marks the beginning of the Lunar New Year. True, false?
I think that's false.
It is false. The Lunar New Year typically falls in late January or February.
Okay.
Number 11, January is known for Dry January, a campaign encouraging people to abstain from alcohol for the month.
That is true.
It is true, Philip.
And it's tough for some when they have holiday parties after the Christmas.
And don't forget football.
Well, yeah, football too. So it's a tough month for some.
What'd you get, buddy?
I have no ski month.
Do you?
Yeah, no ski. I only got one wrong, I think.
Number one, wasn't it?
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah.
Ruby.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You know,
I've had a lot of one.
Yes, you have.
Wrong here lately.
And usually that top one or two, I usually try to throw the curveball.
Yeah, curveball right away. Yeah, I had no idea on what...
And I even gave you some hints yesterday on the way to Waniwaka.
Yeah, well, he asked me if I knew, and I said, I don't know. And I said...
You didn't even think about it after that, did you?
I was thinking it was... I'm trying to think what I thought it was. Diamond or something, maybe. I can't remember.
Well, I asked you about the flower.
Oh, yes. I thought it was the... Yeah, okay. The
you
flower.
Thought
I thought it was chrysanthemum.
Yeah, chrysanthemum. That's what you said. Yeah.
That wasn't one of the choices, I see.
No. I should have put it on there. You would have said it.
I would have. Yep.
Then I could have got two wrong on you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Buddy...
Not
I'm running a little late, buddy, but anyway, I hope you have a great day, and everybody be kind and stay warm.